So the Gemara daf Lamechazim Beis has a shaila if yesh bager bekever or not. If there's a din bagers in the kever or not, and the Gemara really has two biurim in the shaila. The first biur is that the question is if after he was ma'anis or when she was a naira, then she died and then she went through bagers when she was bekever. Is that considered that she now turned from a naira into bageris and she loses the knas or not? And if the second mahalach in the Gemara, which the Gemara really speaks out later on in daf Lamechazim, what the Gemara really meant. And the shaila is whether the bagris, the misa itself, is isa bagris or not. The fact that she died, even though she was a naira in your ma'anasir, but then she died, is the misa itself considered as if bagris happened? The fact that there's a misa and there's no longer a zman, that's like an automatic bagris. Or do we say that no, she still remains a naira and there would still be a chiyuv knas? So in other words, the shaila is that if she's a naira and then she dies, do we say the fact that she died and she's no longer growing, there's no longer a musig azman of turning into a bagaris, the misa itself will turn her into bagaris, or do we say not like that? And there's a beautiful maisa that happened with Reb Simcha Zissel Brody, the Chevener Rosh Hashiva, who, when he was a bacher learning in Chevron in Eretz Yisrael, he was encouraged by Reb Lezer Yudel Finkel to go to Europe, to go check out the Slabodka Yeshiva a little bit, to spend some time in the Slabodka Yeshiva. So him and another bacher, this is in the 1930s, early 1930s, they left Eretz Yisrael, they went to Europe to go learn in the Slabodka Yeshiva. And on the way, they stopped to visit different gedolim to shmooze with them and learning, they went to Baruch Haber and others, and at one point they came to the Ragachavar. And they came to the Ragachavar, very interesting conversations they had about different inyanim. But Besaycha Dvarim, this Sugyan Ksubis Daf Lamed Ches came up, maybe they were learning it at the time, and the Ragachavar mentioned the Shiloh of the Gemara of Yesh Baga Bekever Not, and the Ragachavar said that L'chara, the Gemara could have brought a Raya to be Peshit at Shiloh from a Beferisha Mishnah and Kalim. That's what he said, and he asked Ibsim Chazissel if he knew the Mishnah and Kalim that the Gemara could have been Peshit at Shiloh from, whether Yesh Baga Bekever or not. And Simcha Zissel, when he said over this Maisa, he said that he was lucky because that year happened to be the year of the Ptir of Moshe Mordechai Epstein and the Chevener Rosh Hashiva. And Simcha Zissel and some of his Chaverim learned Maseches Kelim Le'ilu Nishmasa. And when they learned it, Le'ilu Nishmasa, they didn't just learn it Stam, but they mamash learned to be in. They learned it well, and they were mamash holding Shtark in Maseches Kelim. So he said he went through the whole Maseches Kelim in his head, and he's trying to think what could be the Mishnah that the Ragachavar was thinking of. The Ragachavar used to be Medabim Milsa Milsa, obviously, and Baruch Hashem is able to be Mechavim to the Mishnah, and he told to the Ragachavar. The Ragachavar is very nispo, very nana, from the Bekiyas of this young Yeshiva Bacha from Eretz Yisrael. And the mission was like this. It's a mission Kalim, Perikadal, Mishnah Zayin. The mission says that if you have Kalim, and it says Hizala, and you're Mazan Kalim, so if a Kali is Nidma B'meis, you have to be Mazan it, just like a person on the Shlishi and Shvi, on the third day and the seventh day, and that's what's Matar the Kalim. So the mission says, what if you're Mazan the Kalim? Let's say it's the Yom Shlishi or the Hazah. It's a Yom Shlishi, so you're Mazan on the third day. And then they broke. The Kali broke on that day. It became Ice Kali, and then Hitichan, and then you put it back together again. You took the Kalim and you rebuilt the Kali after it broke. So v'chazer v'hizal and sheinis by bayom, and then you're mazal on it again on that day. You did another azan that day. Harayilu taharin de Reb Lezer kon to Bliyazer, they are tar. Reb Yeshua imer in hazar pachas m'shishi v'shviz. You kon to Bliyazer, it's tar. Kon to Reb Yeshua, it doesn't work. You need a hazar shlishi and shvi. You didn't have it on shvi, and therefore it's going to be tar. So what's the pshat in Reb Yeshua? What's pshat in Bliyazer that he holds that it's good? So the pshat is because once the keli broke, there's no longer zman, and you don't look at it like it's just the shlishi and not the shvi, but the zman is batal, and now you view it as if it reached the yom hashvi, and the hazar would help. So what the Ragachavar wanted to bring, that you see from here, the lefir Yeshua, the fear of Bliyazer, just like the Misa makes it, that now it's considered B'Shvi, the Misa itself turns it into Yom Shvi, because it's no longer Musig Azman, who had been by the Beger Bekaver. Once the Misa happens, the Misa makes it into Bagris, and it's Pashat that it should be considered Bagaris, and that was his Kasha. Why wasn't the Gemara Pashat at Shiloh from this Mishnah in Kalim? And it happens to be this, and if you're looking at Tzavah Spaneach and Harya Stafid Beis, the Ragachar himself speaks this out, that Lachaya from the Shiloh, the Gemara and Ksubis over here, you could be patient from that Mishnah in Kalim. But like upon him, that was the Gevaldik Raya that Simcha Zissel was Mechavin to. He brought this Raya from the Mishnah in Kalim. The Ragachavar had a lot of anah. So the Ragachavar had very high standards. He wasn't easily impressed with anyone, but he was very impressed with this Raya of Simcha Zissel. And even afterwards, after they left, he would ask people about these Machim from Eretz Yisrael. He had such a Bekias in Tyrus. So like upon him, that is the Gevaldik Raya to be patient, the Gemara Shalav Yeshbaga Bekever, from this Mishnah in Kalim. And obviously, we have to be Mazur. Why The Gemara did not bring this raya from Mishnah Kelim. There must be some chilik between the case in Kelim and the raya, the Shiloh of Yerush Bagah Bekevern. It happens to be that this mice is brought down in the Sefer in the Sikh Mamlachas HaTaira and Simchas Issel. And the way it's brought down over there in other places is that he was paishit the Shiloh of Yerush Bagah Bekevern, whether if she went through Bagus in the Kever. The Pasha says that that's not what this mice was going on. The Pasha says it would be going on the maskana of the Gemara, that it's a shaila whether Misa is Isa Bagus or not, because then it would be a good sushtal to the Mishnah Kalim. If it's a shaila of actually experiencing Bagus Bekever, then Pasha says it wouldn't be any rye from here because you don't have that in the Mishnah Kalim. So I would assume that the mice really happened not on Yesh Bagus Bekever, but whether the Misa is Isa Bagus or not, whether the Misa itself, now that Misa happened, you no longer rechin with his man, and we may that would be a good sushtal to the Mishnah Kalim, that once it broke, you no longer have to wait till the Yom HaShavi'i.